Good afternoon, my name is Neil Munday and I would like to welcome you all this Christmas Day to Susie Radio, where I have the privilege of introducing the traditional Christmas service of nine lessons and carols, recorded on Sunday the 22nd of December at the historic 13th century church of St Mary the Virgin in Horn. The church, set alongside the road from the village amongst the trees and constructed with a mixture of Merstham stone, Wealden sandstone and Bath stone, is topped with a timber belfry housing three swing chiming bells. The church, extended and restored in 1880, provides a wonderful backdrop of being candlelit for the service and providing a lively yet warm acoustic for our Susie Radio Christmas Day service under the musical directorship of Jeanette Nye.
As the family of God, in our Father's presence, to celebrate the festival of Christmas. In this service, we hear and receive the good news of the birth of Christ, and we offer to God our thanksgiving in the joyful singing of carols. But first, we bring before God our needs and the needs of his world. The angels proclaimed the message of peace on earth, and as we sing God's praise with them, we pray for peace in our world. Almighty God, from whom all sorts of truth and peace proceed, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceable wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward, till the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. But now let us journey in heart and voice unto Bethlehem to celebrate our Saviour's birth.
Ding dong ding, ding a dong a ding, ding dong ding dong, ding a dong ding. A good Christian folk and listen how the merry church bells ring, and from steeple pitch good people.
Walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her baby, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Thanks be to God.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Thanks be to God.
On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. News of great joy, news of great birth, news of our merciful King's birth. Then why should men on earth be so sad, since our Redeemer made us glad?
Set us free.
Let us pray. Let us pray to Jesus, our Saviour. Christ, born in a stable, give courage to all who are homeless. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, for whom the angels sang, give the song of the kingdom to all who weep. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, worshipped by the shepherds, give peace on earth to all who are oppressed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, before whom the wise men knelt, give humility and wisdom to all who govern. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, whose radiance filled a lowly manger, give the glory of your resurrection to all who rest in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, Saviour, Child of Mary, you know us and love us. You share our lives and hear our prayer. Glory to you forever. Amen. the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. The joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you this day and always. Amen.
a beautiful service of 9 lessons and carols recorded on Sunday the 22nd of December at the Church of St Mary the Virgin in Horn. Susie Radio would like to thank all the wonderful parishioners, clergy and choir of the Surrey village of Horn for their warm welcome, help and assistance with making this recording. In particular, Susie Radio would like to thank the rector, the Reverend Alan Bays, the director of music, Jeanette Nye, organist, Peter Nye, members of the choir, sopranos, soloist on Once in Royal David City, Elizabeth Barrett, Jill Robinson, Tapiwa Yakel, Rosemary Spruce and Kay Hammonds, the altos, Rachel Bays, Sue Waits, Helen Gowdy, Julie Mohacek, Lau Makazuza, Felida Dalman, Sarah Goff, and Anne Shepherd, the tenor, David Spruce, basses, Liam Harvey, Harry Barrett, and Andrew Nye, the readers in order, Alison Brown, Neil Burke, Andrew Gowdy, Elizabeth Barrett, Paul Robinson, Suzanne Robinson, and the rector, the Reverend Alan Bays. For Susie Radio, programmes director Jeff Rogers, producer and presenter Neil Munday, production assistant Jack Inwood. Technical equipment gratefully supplied by the Outdoor Sound Company. On behalf of everyone of the team here at Susie Radio 103.4, thank you for joining us this Christmas and giving your continued support. May we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.